I want to share with you a thought based on something Rav Moshe says in this week's parasha. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Sefer Darash Moshe. So in this week's parasha, it says in Takriv, that in Gartzu, they bring the carbon, Kermit Omer. So uses Lashon of Im. So Rashi points out that the Lashon of Im is used in multiple places. Each time, the three places that Torah uses the word im, which sounds like the word means if, but really it means it's a chiyuv. It says in regards to im kesef taves ami, if you will lend money, it's not a im if, it's a chiyuv. A person has a chiyuv to lend money to somebody who is in need. So why is the Torah writing lashon? The Torah writes over here describes bringing this korban, a lashon of im, the korban bikurim, is a language of im, if. So why is it written in the language? So the Maral says that they're written in the language of if, not with a tzivui, because even though a person is able to do that, the person has to do it, as it were, with rotzim, as if he's deciding, I want to lend money, I want to do chesed. Why am I doing chesed? Really, I don't like doing chesed. I hate it. I really prefer keeping it for myself. But what can I do? It's a mitzvah in the Torah. That's some scar for that, obviously. That's not the idea. The Torah wants you to have a desire to want to help others. So you have to do it as if you are choosing. If you would want, you want to do this. The person is coming to be giving his offering to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I really prefer to keep it for myself. I don't want to give Kadosh Baruch Hu anything. But, you know, what can I do? The Torah is machayev me, so I got to do it. That's not the attitude the person's supposed to have. The person's supposed to have an attitude. I want to do this. I want to give. I want to connect. I want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But he adds a kenech. So that's the moral. The Rav Moshe adds a kenech over here, and he says that we're talking about karban bikurim. So bikurim aren't necessarily something of significance in the actual value on the market. There's the same, worth the same as any other fruit. Sometimes the later fruit is even better fruit. It's more abundant, etc. The only person who finds that this has significant value to is the person himself, the person who worked at something. It's his work, it's his effort, it's his. So when he finally is able to produce something, he has a certain affinity, a certain attraction to it. It's personally, it's valuable. So to take that and give that away, that's a statement of the person's desire to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it represents, if we're coming and saying, well, the Baruch Hu, I'm giving you something of value, there's nothing which we can give a Kadosh Baruch Hu which is valuable in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Because the Baruch Hu doesn't need anything from us. He doesn't gain anything by us giving it to him. The only thing which is valuable to Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Ratzon that we want to give. And vis-a-vis Ratzon, the Bikurim represents that element of Ratzon better than any other korban, because it's the most valuable to us, and that's what we're giving away. So the Tani says by Kayan's mistake was he recognized the idea of giving something to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he saw it as something on the Bereshim's end, that the Bereshim, that he didn't want to give his best. He wanted to keep that for himself. So I got to give something to God. So he gives something. You have to give anything to God. He doesn't need it, right? It's the only thing which the Bereshim really wants is your desire to give. So by giving, making a decision to give and then deciding to give something of inferior value, it's more along the lines of saying, the Baruch Hu needs something from me, and what can I do to sort of just cover the basic obligation of that? Feeling a pressure from a Kadosh Baruch Hu side. When it comes to the world of Avodah, it's the opposite. It's the whole value is the Ratzon of the human being to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because remember, the Baruch Hu does not need anything from us. So what he does want from us is the desire to give. So that's the thought which he adds in. So a person davens, because I have a chiyuv to daven, that undermines the whole mile of davening. And the the Mishnah says, a person should not make tefillah l'chol kavah, which the Bachar understands, that it means you shouldn't be kaveh. Listen, I have to daven a certain time, I have to do it, because that's the halacha, even though I don't really want to do it. According to the Bachar, a person would not be yotze tefillah if a person would daven because he has to, not because he wants to. If a person is just doing it because that's what halacha says, and I got to do it, and it doesn't mean anything to me, it's not valuable to me, it's not a desire on my part, but I got to do it because that's the halacha, and I want to be a good Jew. Well, you will not be yotze. Mr. Perer brings this down in halacha. He's not sure whether he passed on the Bach. He says you're in a bind, because according to the Bach, you're not yotze, you would have to do it again. According to other Rishonim, other Paiskim, you would be yotze, and you cannot, you're not allowed to repeat. So you're forced to be possibly not yotze, but you have no way to fix it. So a person has to be very careful. When a person davens, a person has to stop and think about the fact that he wants to use tefillah as a vehicle to not the Kadosh Baruch Hu, an expression of his rutz, and not because the halacha is forcing him to do so. Have a good Shabbos.